And now it's time for the bullpen.
OMG, the bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Mercy me, the bullpen.
Go team, go team.
All right, everybody. Welcome into the bullpen. It is Friday.
Getting
weekend
pumped.
Weekend is almost here.
And now I'm pumped for the weekend.
Right? Yeah. Not. All I want to do is just like go like do some weightlifting or something.
While we're doing the show.
Yeah, just yeah. And I was thinking, two. And just like counting as I'm doing this, like trying to talk while doing that. That would be awesome.
Number five on the wall of shame. Number six on the
Funny that you should mention the wall of shame. Because that's kind of what we're going to start out with, so.
Oh, we're still doing that. Okay.
Of course we're still doing that. What do you think?
Now it's time for the wall of shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Yeah.
Shame.
So on the wall of shame today, I've got a few entries. I think I got three. Do you have just one, or you got a couple?
I've got one.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll start. I'll break us out a little bit, and we'll let you do one in the middle. And
cool.
Then I'll just. Cool. Basically, I'm going to encompass your wall of shame entries because mine are so much better. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just when I have more, like it works better if we go back and forth a little bit instead of just me, you, or you then me. So anyway. Starting out, I'm going to go with something that I just saw when I was pulling up ESPN today, and this cracks me up, okay? And I haven't shared this one with you, but I think it'll crack you up too. All right, so this is from Derrick Rose, that he said that the Knicks are being put in the same super team class as the Warriors, quote unquote.
And he's not joking when he says
no. He's being serious. I mean, they're going to be
Derek. I like you
last year,
but
yeah. That
look, Derek, you're a nice guy. Probably could be a good player if he's not injured, but not a super team. Sorry.
Seriously, I mean, I'm all good with you thinking that you have a chance to get to the finals on your conference because. The only
it's the
real
conference.
Really good team is the Cavs. And, so, and you guys are improved. You added a couple players.
But this is also the Knicks who are like a disaster.
Every year.
And for so many years.
It's probably going to be the same case as always where the Knicks have got guys a few years too late. Because they always get guys a few years too late. They had these guys that were awesome, awesome players. After they were awesome, like Amari Stoudemire, is one of the more recent examples.
It's like when musicians or entertainers go to Las Vegas full time. It's like you're kind of on your way. So this is kind of like Vegas, but for these basketball players. So
it's just I don't know why he would say that they're in the same super team class as the Warriors. I mean the. I would say that the next closest, well, I mean, I guess the Cavs are up there too, probably, just for the sole purpose of having LeBron.
Sure.
They do have a lot of good players too, but the main reason why they're up there is because of LeBron.
Yeah.
And then
and even
beyond
then,
that, the Spurs are the next team, and then it's a big drop off after that.
Yeah. Well, and even with like the Cavs, I mean, yeah, they've got LeBron, but it's not. It wouldn't be, like, considered a super team, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, they're
not.
Good, but
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And then a team that could end up being up there because of all the good young players they have, depending on how they develop, are the Jazz. Another one is the Timberwolves, so that should be interesting to see how those two teams do the next couple of years because
both
a
in
lot
the
of
West,
young, good players.
You know?
Yeah, in the same division, too.
So.
But anyway, I just thought that was hilarious.
I wonder if
Derrick Rose thinks that they're a super team.
I wonder if he kept a straight face giving that comment to
I don't know.
The press.
I mean, I hope that he at least laughed about it later. It's like, well, okay, that was stupid.
There's like a laughter tear forming in the corner of his eye. He's you can catch
like,
it on TV.
Yeah, hold on. Hold it in. He's like, yeah. I'm crying really hard.
I don't know. I don't know if that's just like him psyching, trying to psych himself and his teammates up, but I don't know who he's trying to, like, fool with that.
Right?
I mean, good player, a great guy, but this is not true.
Exactly.
So,
and also in the NBA, before we jump over to you, we've got the NBA moving their All-Star game from Charlotte because of what, like the Charlotte...
That bathroom bill or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really want to get too much into the bill itself because, I mean, it doesn't really relate to sports, but it's basically over, well, I guess the NBA is considering this thing that it was saying, like, transgender people need to use the bathrooms, which their biological sex is, like, they, whatever the biological sex is, they need to use that bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, and there's some other things, but that's the main.
Yeah, and anyway, so the NBA is classifying that as discrimination against against transgender people, and I don't want to dive into that issue.
Yeah.
But my thing is, you know, you're taking away the All-Star game from the city, or like, it also really helps the organization to be able to host the All-Star game, and also, I mean, the bill, whether or not you agree with it, is, you know, carried out by politicians. How many politicians actually care about the NBA?
Yeah.
Not that many.
It's not like your state representative is going to be the VIP guest at an All-Star game.
So, I mean, the only person the only people you're really punishing are the people that are living there, who a lot of them might be opposed to it too. Like, and it really, I mean, it doesn't, that thing itself, like, that bill was only, like, that only pertains to, like, government business.
Well, yeah, yeah, private places can do whatever they want, including make accommodations.
Yeah, and so, like, the team is not a government thing, so it doesn't even affect it. Like, that building isn't a government building.
And it's like, if we're going to do that, is the NBA going to scrutinize laws in all states that they have teams in? I mean, that's, I don't know. I feel like...
I mean, I'm all for taking a stand against, like, hateful things.
Sure.
But I don't feel like this was that. I mean, maybe some can see it as discriminatory. Maybe some can think of it as, you know, the government believing that, you know, what they're doing is to help out the majority rather than the very few. But either way, I mean, you're taking away this opportunity from, like, the city of Charlotte and the people there when, you know, most of the people there aren't even involved in this.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have any say over whether or not the bill is going to pass, whatever. Obviously, they're the ones that elect people. But at the same time, it's not like they're just going to up and have an election.
just to get the All-Star game back.
Yeah, right? I mean, on the positive side, I guess, they did say that they're going to give them a chance to host it again in, like, 2019, as long as there's not an issue like this. But to me, it's dumb for the NBA to do that.
Because they're not scrutinizing anywhere else. They're not going to, they're not going to get.
But at the same time, I also don't think that it's the place of a private organization to, you know, be involved with that.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't stopped sports being played there at any other time.
Yeah.
You know, and
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want it in Charlotte, and they're just using this as an excuse. But either way, I'm putting them in the wall of shame.
Yeah, I feel that's fair. So, for mine, we go over to the NFL, and Pittsburgh Steelers running back, I know I'm going to butcher his name, Le'Veon Bell. Thank you. Is probably going to see a 4-game suspension for missing a drug test. This was after last year when he got suspended for a couple games for substance abuse.
He didn't make it to the drug test.
Yeah,
that he failed on it.
Yeah, he did not fail a test. He was just supposed to take a follow-up one.
He may have failed, and that's why he didn't go. But
yeah, it just been why bother. So getting another 4-game suspension. From what I can see, an appeal probably wouldn't help him out.
And I think it'd be stupid at this point because, I mean, you saw how long the appeals, like, I mean, I guess that was with public court or whatever, with Tom Brady's appeals. But, I mean, he could appeal it, but I don't think that would change it. And at the same time, it goes back to what I was, I think I was talking to you about it as well. I feel like I talked to everyone about this one, but with Tom Brady, like, I think it, in the end, it benefits him for not having to play those games.
Yeah.
And I think that for Le'Veon Bell, he's going to be more fresh when he comes back. And so I say, I mean, yeah, it sucks, and they might lose a couple more games than they would have, possibly. But they're still a really good team, and they're still probably going to make the playoffs, and that's when you want to be healthy. And
that's what I was able to see online, is that I guess the whatever bookmakers in Vegas who give out the odds for winning a Super Bowl, his suspension hasn't diminished their odds, according to, you know, the bookmakers. So, you know. But I still think, you know, missing a drug test might have been because you were going to fail. So that's why he is on our wall of shame today.
Yeah, and then at the same, that made me think of something else that also is going to go on the wall of shame. So because you mentioned the Vegas sports books, apparently more people are betting on Michigan to win the title this year than anybody.
Really?
Yeah, right? I mean, that's my thought. I was like, what? What? I mean, yeah, they were a lot improved last year, and they'll probably be pretty good this year. But I don't know if I'm ready to put them in national title convention or
it's,
contention, and especially not the favorites.
It's got to be just because the odds. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's just like if they happen to win, everybody's going to make so much more money.
Yeah.
Than they
did. Well, a lot of it was 15-1 to start out. It moved up to 7-1, and so I think that now they're tied with Alabama for the best odds to win.
Yeah.
And that's just because of the voting, not because Vegas actually thinks that they're going to be the best team, but so many people have voted or probably, were betting on it that
safe money still in the SEC.
So I mean
somebody has a gambling problem, apparently. If you're gonna bet bad on Michigan, somebody's got a gambling problem.
So I don't know. I think it's dumb to bet on them. I guess as long as you're not, you know, betting everything on that. If you're doing like small bets, okay, whatever.
There's
but
some.
I just think it's
poor drunk loser who probably did bet
a lot. I'm a bet.
I'm gonna
ten.
Put it on UMass.
$1 million on UMass.
Put it on UMass.
By the way, everyone, you're gonna hear a little bit about UMass next Wednesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're pretty terrible. but yeah, so anyway, so I would put them in the wall of shame as well. And for my final entry, this kind of is a good segue into kind of the next part of what we're going to talk about. And that is USF. They're going into the wall of shame. Ask me why.
Team violations.
No, ask me why.
Oh, why?
That's all you had to do was just ask me why. No, so USF is one of like the hopeful teams to, you know, be added in the Big 12 expansion.
Okay.
And so apparently, I mean, I hadn't heard anything about it until like the other day when the Big 12 was like, yeah, we're thinking about expanding at the moment. And we just found out this report that like USF has been quietly going behind the scenes trying to work it out so that they can do it. And then, like the very same day, they found out that they got caught doing academic fraud. It's like you're trying to appeal to this conference, which I mean your sports are okay, but they're not like great or anything. So you need to have pretty good academics as well.
And then you fail the academics.
And then it comes out that you were, you know, being fraudulent with your academic reports, and so making it sound like you were better than you were. You really think that the Big 12 is going to want to touch you now?
You could just see someone at the Big 12 office like, okay, well, let's just get your academics up, and there it goes. It's
like, yeah, let's just cross you off this list here. good times.
Academic fraud.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you do that, but I mean, first off, don't lie about academics. Second off, if you do, don't get caught.
Or at least don't try to get into a bigger conference like the Big 12.
Exactly.
That kind of a record.
So that's our wall of shame for today.
Man, you're like a bloodhound for shame.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is like crazy. Yesterday I had one, and it was the USF one. And then like I found all these other ones like in the last 12 hours or something. But yeah, it was good.
Got a good shame-o-meter.
Shame.
Shame. By the way, we made both of our intros last night. And they were a lot of fun.
Just off the cuff.
And
right there.
If you heard all the stuff that we didn't save, I think that you would be pretty entertained too. And maybe not. Maybe I'm just really easily entertained. But I thought it was funny. But
well, if they're tuning into us, they're probably easily entertained.
So. Speak for yourself. probably. Anyway, moving on into, I want to jump into Big 12 expansion now, since brought it up with USF. USF, of course, as I said, they were trying to get in. Now, to my understanding, they're not going to have a chance.
Probably not.
But the Big 12, this week, they announced that they were, you know, working on expanding. They were ready to expand. And they should,
I think they were thinking possibly up to 14 teams from...
Yeah,
10.
So
I mean that was like the high number.
They want to add either 2 or 4 teams.
Yeah,
and so right now they've got 10, and they actually did a poll, like an anonymous poll, so that you know it didn't say like who voted for which teams, but they had each coach in the Big 12, you know, got 2 votes for the 2 teams that they would want to add, and the top 2 teams that both got 5 votes each were BYU and Houston.
Okay.
So BYU. Makes sense. I mean, they've been trying to get in the Big 12 for a while.
They'd be an interesting
They've got good
addition.
Sports as much as, you know, we'd love to beat them. They
probably
do have
no academic fraud. Probably none of that at BYU, I'm guessing.
No, I really don't think that's going to happen. And also, they're a really good academic university as well. And they also, a thing that's a benefit for them is their market. Because not only is it, you know, a bunch of Utah, but they also have people that... are like fans of theirs all across the country.
Yeah, pretty solid loyal fan base, you know.
Yeah. So you got LDS people across the country that are all big BYU fans. Well, not all LDS people, but there's a lot of people across the country that are LDS that are really big BYU fans. And so, I mean, they've got a good fan base and all that. They also, they got similar values to a lot of the teams in the Big 12 because, like, the Big 12 already has 2 Christian schools. Yeah. In Baylor and TCU.
Well, yeah, and it's in the, you know, a lot of the teams are in the Midwest and, you know, kind of the...
Yeah, and it's kind of the same region. Works out pretty well. For me, I do think that if they do add BYU, they logistically it would make sense for them to add someone else close by. But I'll talk about that a little bit in a minute.
Okay.
Then Houston... Houston, I'm not seeing as well. They're okay in football at times. Basketball, you never hear anything about them. I don't know how they are academically speaking, but I can't imagine it's too great. But, I mean, expand outside of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like even when they lost Texas A&M to the SEC, now it's like they're trying to go back to Texas. Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, come on. I mean, you've already got plenty going on down there in Texas. Like, why don't you expand to cover different markets? I mean, because that's what you want to do as a conference.
Well,
you
want
to get more people, like, associated with your conference.
Yeah, and
but if
and
you're
I
staying
think
in Texas, you're not really doing that.
Yeah, and I think a really good step for that was adding West Virginia a few years back.
Yeah, at
you know,
the same time,
east,
West Virginia is all by itself over there.
Yeah.
So, to me, logistically, you should add... you know, someone else over there. And so, anyway, I'm trying to remember. There was 2 other ones that were tied with 4 votes. I'm blanking on it. I should have pulled this up.
I can't remember who else was. I know. Yeah, because I had seen the list a few days back, but I can't remember.
Just give me a sec. I'll look it up. But anyway, going back to the whole, like, why keep... talking about is like logistically like in So for me, I tweeted out the other day when this was going down, and I tweeted out that the Big 12 should add BYU, Boise State, and us, because you've got, you know, three teams that are built-in rivals, like,
yeah,
already rivals with each other. Like, we already, like, love to beat each other. And also, I mean, that pulls a whole network of people to Big 12 viewership and stuff and support.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're, for me, okay, so here's the reason why. Like, I already talked about BYU.
Yeah.
For us, we're better. We're getting better at sports. I mean, football and basketball, we're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
We had kind of an off year for both last year.
Yeah, but I think we're really putting a lot of money, a lot more money into the football program now than our basketball program. I give them, you know, a pretty decent year.
Yeah. And we just built a brand new giant press box,
yeah,
which is really important because it's like a feature. Even though our stadium isn't huge, like, we have that feature.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible place to play.
Plus, we've
got great academics.
Yeah.
We got a lot of research, which they really like, is research money. Like, how much research money a school has, they really like that. The thing that's kind of the downfall for us is market. Because, I mean, basically we got the Valley, but when you go over to, like, Salt Lake and stuff, it's basically split between BYU and Utah.
True.
There are people mixed in that are Utah State fans, but it's not as, like, big.
And then some parts of Idaho that are, like, right by the border.
But yeah. But, I mean, yeah, there are guys throughout, but, I mean, basically it's over in Salt Lake and Utah Valley, it's basically BYU and Utah. There are some Utah State fans, but for the most part, it's those two. And so that's kind of one of our limitations for us. But, like I said, they got to take everything into account. On top of that, we're a rival with BYU, which, you know, BYU doesn't have a rival in the Big 12. Like, there's not a team that they're associated with.
Yeah.
And Boise State's another one where the thing with Boise State, they've got a decent market up in Boise. Like, they're
well
known
nationally,
show in town,
too. I mean,
They're pretty well known nationally because of their recent success over the last, like, 10 years. And then on top of that, they're almost always really good in football, and they've been pretty good in basketball recently too. Okay. The problem is their academics aren't that great.
Hmm.
You know, and that's where their pitfall is their academics aren't really as good as some are here, and that might be why they weren't really part of that.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I think though, yeah, if they did add BYU, I think it would help to get another team closer to them, because I think that would allow the Big 12 to switch to East and West divisions within their conference, because I think what they currently have is, like, North and South, which made sense when the South division was, like, all the Texas schools plus Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. But I think now that you're getting West Virginia and possibly schools farther west, it just makes sense to maybe reconfigure that.
I mean, I don't think so. I think that where it is, I mean, they – really, the issue is they do need to restock the North division because it's kind of sad every year. So they do need to restock that division and maybe make a couple adjustments. But overall, I don't think they need to completely rewrite the book, because, like, a lot of people will be upset if you take away those rivalries.
True.
So I don't think it would be a good idea to split up, like, all these different rivalries. You leave those ones there so that they play every year. But they do need to do something with the North Division, bring in talent. And that's where I think you bring in those three, like, those are compelling rivalries. In the North Division as it is, there isn't really that. So,
yeah. Especially because after they lost, like, Missouri and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, Nebraska was kind of the powerhouse of the North.
Yeah.
And they left, and
yeah, Kansas State was good for, like, a minute.
No, they're pretty usually pretty good, but they always manage
to
disappoint in the end.
Yeah, they weren't Nebraska, though. I mean, basically, even when they did have Nebraska there, so.
Yeah. Okay, and then, okay, so Cincinnati and Memphis were both got 4 votes in that poll from the coaches. So they were the third and fourth teams.
Hmm.
And then Central Florida and Colorado State got one vote apiece. But yeah, I mean, but that's for me, like, I'm looking at, maybe it's a little bit hopeful, it's kind of a pipe dream for us, but I do think that they'll probably, BYU will probably be the top of the list because their history and everything that they've got going for them, and also because they've been playing against Big 12 teams recently, and it's been compelling for them, and they're like, yeah, okay, like, they can compete with us, since I think BYU's won more than they've lost against them recently. But especially with Texas. You remember that game where Texas was just destroyed by BYU?
Oh, yeah.
In Texas? That was pretty embarrassing.
Memphis, though. Memphis versus BYU with the fight. That'd be...
Yeah.
They're probably not good. They probably wouldn't add Memphis. But actually, I think...
there's a good chance.
Yeah, true. I think, though, Cincinnati and West Virginia could become rivals if Cincinnati ever...
I mean...
Because I think they're close enough. That's the thing.
I feel like Cincinnati is way too far north. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me. I guess they're not too far from Iowa and stuff. So yeah. I guess I could see it.
And but they'd be right next to West Virginia, basically, if they... Or moderately close. Well, I mean,
not
close.
Really next to them.
Not, not like exactly next to them.
But that would be the one that's kind of over in their region. It could be. I was thinking Memphis for that one. Because Cincinnati... They're okay some years, but they're not really that consistent in either basketball or football. But Memphis was one that I was thinking of because they've improved a lot recently in football, and they're usually pretty good in basketball. So I thought about them as one, and also it's kind of like, and it's on the way to West Virginia, but just like a, like this side of it or whatever. So they could pair them together and kind of make it a little bit closer to have someone over there with West Virginia. I honestly think that West Virginia should get cut from the Big 12 because just regionally it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Well, plus it destroyed their rivalry with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The, university, the backyard brawl is pretty much non-existent. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's true. But yeah, I don't know why they added West Virginia in the first place. I guess they're usually pretty good in both sports, I guess, and that's probably why, but...
I think there's enough loyalty in West Virginia to the school that, you know, it's not obviously not the biggest market or even a very big market, but still.
Yeah, it's true.
We're getting something weird off the chair. So.
Yeah, well, it's just a plastic thing. Anyway, didn't have to tell them that. But yeah, so I mean, that's where I see it. That was my thought. I'm going it maybe a little bit hopefully because I'm going here to Utah State and I would love to have us play against Big 12 teams, but and like get to see them come here, you know, half of them come here every year. That would be awesome. But also logistically to me, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And with South Florida, I don't see how that fits into the Big 12 anyway, or Central Florida. I don't know why you would go to Florida. That's...
Well, even compared to West Virginia, it's kind of out of the way. With at least when you look at where all the other schools are, I mean, but
I mean, to me, Florida does make a little bit more sense geographically than West Virginia, but at the same time, that's SEC country, and you're not gonna outdo the SEC with South Florida or Central Florida. So I mean. The fan base down in the Southeast.
Well, plus it's like how much would those schools really bring to the Big 12, I guess would be my question.
Yeah.
Because it's like South Florida's gotten some attention, but...
At times.
Yeah, but it's not even up to what normally the Big 12 can get with its schools, so...
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it just doesn't make sense to expand into an area that's already controlled by another conference because that's not going to change. Like, people in the Southeast are not going to stop being fans of the SEC.
Especially not to lure, if you can't lure away a big school.
Yeah.
You know.
If you could lure one of those schools, then yeah, from the SEC, but that's not going to happen.
No.
So, yeah, to me, you got to expand to where there isn't a Power 5, like, dominance. Hmm. Utah and Idaho, the only Power 5 team at the moment is Utah. And that's, like, half of Utah, but at the same time, it's not all of Utah.
Yeah.
So you got BYU and us, like, that would take away from that. It would actually be kind of compelling. And then when you had us or BYU or both playing Utah, then it would be a bigger deal because, you know, it was two Power 5 teams instead of, you know, just two in-state rivals.
Yeah.
And with Boise is another one where you'd have all that market in Idaho.
Yeah.
Because that's the only team that's respectable in Idaho.
Yeah.
In anything. University of Idaho is atrocious.
Having seen Idaho State play on occasion.
Idaho State is atrocious, and they're Division II. So it's like double atrocious.
It's like Big Sky Conference or something. And
Big Sky, which the Big Sky does have some good, really good schools for football particularly.
I think in basketball it's just Weber.
Weber goes does pretty well. But so football, they got, you know, Eastern Washington and Montana are always good. Like nationally relevant good.
Yeah, yeah.
For Division II. So you never know how they would do playing against Division I, but
still.
But still, the market is there, and I mean, when you think about it, when Montana, all their schools, the biggest they are Division II. So when you have schools from Idaho,
I think it's just like Montana Utah. State up there. I think it's just like the two.
It's pretty much just those two.
Yeah,
they might be. Well, they're the only decent sized universities in there. There's probably some smaller like community colleges and stuff. But anyway, so you've got that market of the. Like the Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, and Montana area, like you could take over all of that.
Yeah, because I think that's a well-defined, at least region.
Yeah.
Because there's enough fans that kind of still stay around where you were describing that it's. I think if you brought a couple teams over, it would be.
And that's my thing is like, you want to expand and like take over a region if you're going to expand. Like, to me, that would make sense. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But, so, Washington, Oregon, they're Pac-12. California, definitely Pac-12. Same with Arizona. Nevada, another one that's open. But, do you really want UNLV or Nevada? I mean, neither one is very good academically. Neither one is consistently good in sports. And, and so, I mean, there is that market of Las Vegas, which is pretty big. But... I just don't feel like that fits. If you go to Cincinnati, you're competing against Ohio State and Michigan State and Michigan that are all over in that area. If you go to Memphis, there's Kentucky, but that's only relevant in basketball. There's Tennessee, which is in both. Apparently they have high hopes for them this year at Campus Insiders. All those areas are pretty much covered. Houston, you've already got Texas covered with Texas and Texas Tech. Do you really need to add Houston?
Anywhere with the Big Ten though is also going to be.
You already got four teams. Out,
so
you already got four teams in Texas.
Yeah.
Why would you also want to get Houston, who doesn't really bring that much to you? Sure, they do. They're pretty good in football a lot of times, but not great, I don't think.
And it's been a while since, you know, it's been a couple decades since basketball was basketball there was decent. So
I mean, they're not really bringing that much. You've already got Texas on lock, with the exception of Texas A&M fans, but I feel like they're the minority.
I think we can afford to lose Texas A&M.
University of Texas is great. Like, their fan base is huge. And you got Texas Tech, Baylor, and TCU. Well,
plus
as well.
that Texas-Oklahoma rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fantastic.
So, I mean, you've got that region. You got those. You also got you used to have Colorado, but you lost it to the Pac-12 because you let Colorado leave. But
Nebraska's
gone. So I could also see them wanting to expand to Colorado State because that could bring some market back from Colorado. Nebraska is gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
the one school you'd want.
But you got Kansas.
Yeah.
And
to a lesser extent, Kansas State as well.
But, I mean, you got the state of Kansas on lock.
Oh, yeah.
But then also up there, like, regionally, where it makes the most sense. Yeah. and I'm saying what it is. It's like, it's here in Idaho. Like, this this region of, like, basically Provo and over, to Boise.
It's
like,
pretty overlooked, yeah.
There's a decent number of people. It's a good place to expand, I think. And if you can add those three, like, you're going to basically take over those areas. With, I mean, obviously Utah's still going to be contested with University of Utah.
Yeah.
But I think if you add BYU, that gives you – I want to say that it's probably 40-40-20 with fans in Utah, that 40% are BYU, 40% are Utah, and 20% are Utah State. So if you just take BYU, right. you still are, like, only 40% of the fan base. Hmm. And you're going against the Pac-12 that has 40%.
Hmm.
But then if you take us, too, that puts you up to, like, 60%.
Yeah.
So well, then to plus, me, you got it. I mean, to me, it makes sense.
Well, yeah, and I think it could work even with Utah being in the Pac-12 because you look at Iowa, and you've got Iowa in the Big Ten, but you have Iowa State in the Big 12. And Iowa State,
they've in football.
Yeah, but they've improved in basketball quite a bit.
Yeah, their basketball team's pretty good, but their
football team the football team was garbage. But I think there's an example where you can, you know, if you play it right with a good enough school, or at least a big enough school, you can coexist next to a team in a one of the big conferences. So,
yeah. But yeah, so I think that it would make sense if you're going to take BYU to take us too, because that's a rival for BYU that you don't have to develop a rivalry. You already have one that's pre-established. Also, it helps you create the majority, like, control over Utah, like, as far as market goes. Then also, you add a Boise State, that gives you Idaho. And even, I'm going back on my thoughts about Memphis, because I think you probably want Colorado back, like, the market in Colorado, because Denver's a big market. Add Colorado State. And that's another team that we've played them a bunch. BYU's played them a bunch. Boise State's played them a bunch. And so it's like adding four teams that, like, all already know each other and are already poised to be rivals. I mean, with us,
well, there's already enough
and BYU and Boise State and us and BYU, you already have rivalries.
Yeah, there's already that competitive mindset.
Yeah,
when we and all also, play each other
geographically, it makes more sense to do it that way. That's how I see it. I'm probably a biased because I want us to be in the Big 12 because that would be awesome. But I think that logistically it makes sense.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It probably isn't going to happen that way. They're probably just going to take BYU and then someone else. And then maybe in a couple of years they're like, oh, yeah, we should probably pick someone else up from that area. And maybe then we have a chance and maybe then we show enough that they're like, yeah, okay, we'll take them. But, I think it would be awesome. And I think it would work out for both sides. I mean, yeah, we do have the misadvantage of, or the disadvantage, not the misadvantage, the disadvantage of being in a small market. But at the same time, with us combined with BYU, that gives the Big 12 Utah.
Yeah.
The majority in Utah.
And especially if they're looking at Houston. I mean, I'm not sure how big Houston is, but I know it's not anywhere near, like, Texas or, you know, of the other schools. So,
The fan base for the University of Houston, I can't imagine it's that big. Probably just the city of Houston.
Yeah.
Which is big, I guess, but.
But really even in Houston, there
are probably Texas fans.
Yeah, even in Houston, you know, mostly Longhorns fans. So, I mean, it's like if they ever would consider us, I think it's like, well, if we were willing to consider Houston. You know.
Yeah. And I think that we can bring, like, quality teams in both basketball and football. And that's the thing. I think this year, I don't think that the Big 12 is going to decide on who they want to expand until probably, like, after this season. Or maybe, like, right before. But if they wait until after the season, they're going to be, you know, watching and seeing, like, who shows them something. And if we're able to do what I hope and think we can do and go, like, 11-1 and, you know, play competitively with USC, I think that helps our case. I'm excited for our basketball team this year. Yeah. I think that they're going to do pretty well. We've got a lot of new guys, but I don't know. They seem like they're going to be good. Having not really watched them play per se, but
yeah,
like I said, there's pretty decent hype about people. So
yeah,
I think we're going to be good in both this year. We're going to be improved. So I'm excited about the prospects, and I really hope that we can show them, even because I think that their initial decision will be just to add 2 schools and then later on add 2 more. And so they would want to add them, and I think they would start 2018. So it'd be like not this season, but 2 years from now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think is when they would officially have that move. So, I mean, it could be that they decide on 2 and then later on 2 more. So, I mean, they could decide.
That's probably how it would go.
They decide to, let's say, BYU and Houston, because those were the ones that the coaches wanted the most. And then they go, and then they decide to add 2 more after next year. And they're like, okay, you know, Utah State's doing pretty well. Let's add them, and we'll also add Colorado State to get Colorado. But, you know, maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I think that they will probably eventually add 4. They might just add 2 at first, and then later on decide to add 2 more. Or maybe that's just their plan. They're going to add 2 now and then 2 later. Because I think that they are planning on doing 4. But, yeah, so I think that that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no, I think obviously, at least in Utah State's case, getting out of the WAC was a big improvement.
Yeah, I mean, the WAC dissolved it, but we were dominating all the time, and you know, we move up to the Mountain West, which is a more competitive league, and
which I think will make us better in the end.
You know. Yeah, it is. It's making us better because it opens more markets to you, the bigger your conference is. But the thing is, like, we've improved a lot more than people, like the teams usually do when they move up like a conference that's more competitive. We didn't have the as much of the struggles to the change of scenery, I guess, that most teams have. When you mean, you look at it this way, it's kind of like with the difference between Utah and Colorado in the Pac-12. You know, Utah went to the Pac-12 and they had a hard time because it was a lot more competitive. But now they've moved it up, and they were one of the top teams in the Pac-12 last year, even being number one in the country. Then you have Colorado, who also, I mean, they were already in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And then they go to the Pac-12, and they've just not been very good. So, I mean, that happens a lot when you go to a new conference. You just have a hard time playing against them for a while. But we didn't really have that issue, per se.
Yeah.
We've done pretty well. Could have done a little bit better, but with football especially, we've done pretty well. Last year was a disappointment, but the years before that, we were doing really well. So, I mean, that's a positive thing, because if we were, like, still having tons of issues because of the transition, then there's no way that we would ever be considered. But because we're doing all right, I think, like, it's more in the realm of possibilities. Obviously, at the moment, we're not necessarily. But I think that, you know, our athletic director, I'm blanking on his name at the moment, but he should pitch us to him. He'd be like, hey, look, here's what we can do. And just take the clip from here. from what I've been saying,
well,
and be like, yeah, this, look at this. This makes sense.
And then also who we've on occasion tried to schedule at least football games with, because we've tried to go to, you know, I mean, granted it's Tennessee, but we have tried to go to Tennessee. I think
we did terrible that game.
But at least it's this year. And we've also in the past gone to Auburn, so it's at least we're trying to schedule games with much better competition. So it's like, well, yeah, maybe we struggled
and we
a bit.
Competed every time.
Except
for Tennessee. That was just a fluke.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, look, we're trying to branch out to play better schools, and we don't back down from that kind of a game.
Yeah, and that's another positive that they can do to pitch us to it. Because, I mean, just imagine how that would help the school, too. Like, because we'd make a lot more money because of TV deals.
Oh, yeah.
And also there's that exposure. We would be able to expand our stadium confidently, put more seats in there, because when you have, you know, teams like Texas and Oklahoma coming in to play against us at home, like, it's going to be sold out.
Yeah.
Because, like, you want to be able to see one of those teams play, and even when we beat them, it'd be awesome.
And even if we, you know, even when we go on the road, you know, getting a cut of the ticket sales and whatever way they divvy it up.
Yeah.
And even, you know, away games would be great, at least from a financial perspective.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's tons of benefits for us. Like, we should pitch it, I think. But, yeah, so that's kind of my spiel. I went longer on that than I intended. But
hey.
I wanted to get into, you know, kind of the playoff and system like that. But apparently just Big 12 expansion today, because we're just about out of time.
Well, we'll cover that the next time.
Yeah, I mean, well, not
the next time. Wednesday, but...
I might do it next Friday, but you won't be here.
Oh, I'll have to call in or something. Somehow hook up a phone.
Maybe. but yeah, so we'll talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll wait until you get back because.
Plus, we got to talk about the kickoff, whether to get rid of it or not.
Oh, yeah. Stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Anywho.
So yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been The Bullpen. I love that. So
yes.
Yeah. Hold on. I gotta do this.
The bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Go team, go team.
good stuff. And but yeah. So I want to thank everyone for listening to The Bullpen. If you want to catch any of our previous shows, you can check out the studio website, the Aggie Radio website, radio.usu.edu, which you probably know about if you're listening. But yeah, they're usually,
or if you don't, we're
there's
gonna
a
add
few that are on the front page. So, yeah.
But if they don't know our website, we're gonna put them on the Wall of Shame.
So. Right, we're gonna put you on the Wall of Shame if you haven't figured it out by now. but yeah, so. Make sure you check that out. If you got stuff you want us to talk about, or if you disagree with stuff that we said, you want to, you know, share your opinion, go ahead and tweet us at USU Bullpen. You can also tweet me at EthanChadwick15 or at EvanHall62.
Yep.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nailed it first try.
First try.
But yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
Wanna?
It's been real. I mean.
It's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun, but no, I'm just kidding. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I got to go to Vegas next. Our show on Wednesday is going to be pre-recorded. So if you're trying to give us live feedback, it's not really going to work.
Now, don't act like you're too good to tune into a pre-recorded show, ladies and gentlemen.
Because it's
still,
I could
just
still
feel
be
the
good.
Snickering. I
it's
could
still
just
gonna
feel
be good. But yeah, I want to. Well, actually, like I thought about Vegas because the song that I'm gonna play when we leave is actually one that I heard when I was driving into Vegas for the Mountain West basketball tournament during spring break, and now I just think of Vegas every time I hear it and like all the stuff that's going on there.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. But I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm gonna play part of our intro again on the as an outro, which we need to make an outro. That's
yeah,
we
do.
Should have done.
We do.
But yeah, so everyone have a great weekend. Don't have too much fun, and we'll see you next week.
Bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Go team! Go team!